Shravana, the process of hearing and the glories of Harikatha. Shri Krishna comes in the heart of those who have greed for Harikatha. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. Shri Krishna, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the saintly devotee, cleanses the inauspicious desires for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his narrations, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Drinking the nectar through the ears purifies and takes one to Sri Radha Krishna.
Pibanti ye bhagavata atmana shatam katamritam shravana puteshu sambhritam punantite vishaya vidushitashayam vrajanti tacharana saroruhantikam.
Those who drink through their ears Harikatha, which is filled with the ambrosial pastimes of Sri Radha Krishna, who are the life and soul of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment and thus attain the lotus feet of the divine couple. The Harikatha from the mouths of great devotees carries the aroma of the saffron dust of your lotus feet.
Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachyuta bhavat padam bhoja sudhakana nila smritim punarvishmrita tatva vartmanam kuyoginam no vitaratyalam varai.
Prithu Maharaj prayed, "My dear Lord, you are glorified by beautiful shlokas uttered by great personalities. Such glorification of your lotus feet is just like saffron particles. When the transcendental vibration from the mouths of great devotees carries the aroma of the saffron dust of your lotus feet, the forgetful living entity gradually remembers his eternal relationship with you. Devotees thus gradually come to the right conclusion about the value of life. My dear Lord, I therefore do not need any other benediction but the opportunity to hear from the lotus lips of your pure devotee. Unlimited rivers of pure nectar.
Tasmin mahan mukharita madhubich charitra piyusha shesha sarita parita shravanti Taye pibantya vitrisho nripagadha karnais tanna sprishantya shanatrid bhayashoka moha.
In assemblies of great saints, unlimited rivers of pure nectar flow from the lotus mouths of these great souls in the form of descriptions of the transcendental character, pastimes, and qualities of Sri Krishna. Those who drink without satiation through their thirsty ears from these rivers of nectar are never touched by hunger and thirst, and they become free from lamentation, illusion, and fear.